The local foods movement continues to grow, and Washtenaw County ranks top 10 in the state in several agricultural categories. In fact, our guest this morning contends Washtenaw County is a progressive agricultural region and an attractive commercial development zone, and has become ground zero for the clash of the new and old economies. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Jane Bush, and Jane is the owner of Apple Schramm Orchard near Lansing. She is also a business development consultant for Food and Farming Systems and serves as a volunteer on the organizing committee for the burgeoning Washtenaw Food Hub. Jane, good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, and thanks so much for taking this topic up.
Well, first off, let's define exactly what a food hub is.
Well, a food hub can mean different things in different communities, depending on what that community needs. But there's general components of food hubs, and that is people coming together to support the local food system and ramping up the infrastructure for it, whether it be, you know, through processing or distribution, or whether it's going to be for-profit or non-profit. But those are pretty much the main components.
Here in Washtenaw County, the owner of Tantre Organic Farm in Chelsea, Richard Andres, purchased a 16-acre farm on Whitmore Lake Road. That's where the Washtenaw Food Hub is to be based. Where in the development process is the hub right now?
Right now, we're in the process of forming an LLC to purchase the property. We're looking for people who want to invest in the local economy, invest in our local food system. And we're we're right in the middle of the business planning process and financial projections. So hopefully at the end of the month, we'll have something to come to investors, potential other members of the LLC, and investors with our business plan.
As a concept, what does the Washtenaw Food Hub aspire to be?
We really aspire to be a hub, a cultural hub, supporting the local food system. There's infrastructure that producers and those wanting local food are coming up against. That is to say, there's a barrier of not having infrastructure. And this will help the region, not only the Ann Arbor, but also the Southwest region, to provide that infrastructure underneath the desire and the demand for local food. And that infrastructure is going to be processing and distribution. It's also going to be, since it's just a couple miles north of Ann Arbor.
Yeah, about 5 miles away, right, from downtown?
Yeah, it's 3 miles, not even 3 miles away from downtown, right out Whitmore Lake Road. And we're hoping to make it also an somewhat of an educational center and an agricultural destination for people to ride their bikes out to and enjoy participating, you know, firsthand in the local food system.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Jane Bush. Jane is owner of Apple Schramm Orchard near Lansing, a business development consultant for Food and Farming Systems, and is currently serving as a volunteer on the organizing committee for the burgeoning Washtenaw Food Hub. The hub, Jane, aspires to, and I quote here, promote perennial, polycultural, and closed-loop sustainable systems. Now educate me, if you will. What did I just say?
To close the loop, to try to keep those monies inside our community and not leaving our community. So much, there's been studies around the Midwest that show money leaving our communities because our purchases of food they come into our community and we purchase the food, but the money leaves our community and goes somewhere else in some other fashion. So we hope to do our part. The food system can do its part in shoring up the local economy.
And promoting perennial polycultural, I assume that means just the variety of foods offered?
Yes. And at the same time, of course, taking care of the land. The food hub facilities are located right within the greenbelt of Ann Arbor, and there's over 1,000 acres that have been put aside on the development rights have been purchased by the people of the townships surrounding the Ann Arbor area to preserve it for agricultural purposes, for farming. We hope to take that and put that some of that land into for local food production.
Well, land preservation is certainly a part of it, and the manner in which we use the land. What are some of the other ways that food hubs help promote and sustain an environment, be it a reduction in transportation and CO2 emissions?
Right, all those things. And we're hoping to open up markets or cater to our institutions and finding out what they need and how we could deliver the food in a reasonable way. Also, and just the health of our community, the human health of our community, but also, you know, the ecological systems, too. We're looking surely to do organic and sustainable practices that will make sure that we have good, healthy soil to grow good, healthy food.
And as you mentioned, health is a component of this. Small hubs like this can make a difference in Governor Snyder's plan for a healthier Michigan, correct?
Well, that's for sure. It fits really, just dovetail really right in with what he is wanting Michigan to be and to work on, our health. And the quickest way to better health is eating better.
Well, the University of Michigan seems to be buying into the concept, announcing back in October it plans to purchase 20% of its food from local growers. Is that a level of supply that is currently available?
No, it's not. And it's not available for mainly because, you know, farmers want to know where their, you know, their harvest is going to before they plant the seed. And so we're hoping to be more of an integral partner, have an integral partnership with U of M to figure out how local food, 20% of their local of their purchases can find its way, you know, into the food services at U of M.
What do you see as the biggest obstacles to making local foods and food hubs an ingrained part of our communities and a viable economic vehicle for the future?
Well, barriers are we all are, the main population is so used to picking up food and having it served up in certain ways by existing distribution channels. And that probably is a major barrier right there. Just our habits, just force of human habits is a hard one. Whether it's, you know, an individual consumer opening up a bag of potato chips, or if it's that purchaser at a big institution just doing the same thing every day. This is where we get our food, and it's a no-brainer, and this is a good price, and this is where we're going to go. So it's really breaking those habits, those human habits.
Well, I think as we've pointed out throughout the course of our conversation, becoming fully operational is a process. When do you anticipate that occurring for the Washtenaw Food Hub?
I think fully operational, maybe in 2 years. It's a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of money. But we have a really great dedicated crew from Tantray Farms and other folks involved in the local food movement, and feeling very, very passionate about it. Food really brings people together, and this is really bringing people together in a great way.
Well, Jane, I thank you for getting together with us this morning on WEMU.
Thanks a lot for having me, Dave.
That is Jane Bush, owner of Appleschram Orchard near Lansing. She is also a volunteer on the organizing committee for the burgeoning Washtenaw Food Hub. I'm David Fair, and this has been another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.